If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Make that 12:21. It's time to eat. Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Heard every Sunday right here on WGN. And every year, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we check in with our friends at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line to just answer your questions about turkey preparation. A lot of you first-timers doing it may need some help. A lot of you turkey veterans out there may run into certain problems and you need some expertise and some advice. That's what the Butterball Turkey Talk Line is all about. Joining us this year is Mary Alice Coffey, who has been with us in the past on the show. Mary Alice, how are you, my dear?
Well, hello and happy Thanksgiving, Dean, and to all your listeners.
It's so nice to talk to you again.
Well, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
While we line up some folks on our phone line at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, I'm going to start off with my turkey question, because on WGN TV this coming Tuesday morning, I'm going to be doing cooking demonstrations throughout the morning, different, you know, my favorite side dish, my favorite dessert, my, you know, I got a few little favorite things that I'm going to do, number one. But I am going to show how to deep fry a turkey on television.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing you do that.
Because I thought, you know, it's got all the elements of great television. You know, it's educational, hopefully it'll be entertaining. And the element of danger there is, you know, will I set the entire TV station on fire that morning? Is the question, because, you know, some people say you got to be careful when you do the deep frying turkey, which I've studied. I think I got it down, but I'm coming to you now, Mary Alice, as the expert. What should I look out for?
Dean, well, I was listening to you this morning, and I'm glad that you have your pot ready and your oil you've already purchased. What I would recommend is that, first of all, when you're heating up the oil, you want to heat it up to 365 to 375 degrees.
Oh, 365, 370, okay.
Right, and you can use a candy thermometer or if you have a deep fryer thermometer.
I have a deep fry thermometer, yep.
But one thing to remember is that could take up to 45 minutes to an hour and a half to get that oil that hot.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, you have to get, your helpers out there early.
Okay.
To make
All
sure
right.
that oil is hot enough.
All right.
And then when you immerse the turkey, it has to be, of course, very dry. But when you immerse it, when the oil is hot, we recommend turning the burner off, slowly lowering the turkey in the hot oil by using a lifting hook, or they usually have a fry basket in there.
I've got that.
Okay.
Yep.
So you lower it very slowly with the heat off, and then what it does is prevents the oil from boiling over on the edge of the pot. That's when you get all the big flare-ups of
right.
flames.
And
well, then you turn
gonna,
your
propane We're going to pre-measure. Yeah, we're going to pre-measure. We're going to put the bird in the pot first fill it with water so we can see the correct, you know, we'll mark the pot and we'll know this is the correct level. This is how much liquid will be displaced when it's actually
right.
oil. So we'll do the water displacement test first, dry the pot, dry the bird, heat up the oil. And that could take that long. I hadn't anticipated.
Yeah.
That would have really,
surprising, but
that would have really messed us up. Yeah. That would have missed us up on TV. If I had waited too long.
I don't want you to be not prepared.
Yeah, thank you. That's good
and
to know.
Also, you use a full roll of paper towels to dry off the turkey.
Right.
So after you take it out of water, you know, stuff it with paper towels and just keep patting it. You want it to be as dry as you can get it.
Now, do I need to do anything to the bird? Do I need to sew it up or tie the legs or anything like
that?
Or just
no, you know, Butterball has a bar strap, which is one of the benefits of getting a Butterball turkey. So those legs are already tucked in, and that's already ready to go into the oil.
Uh-huh.
If you want to put a seasoning on, you can rub a seasoning on the skin, on the outside or underneath the skin. And then, a lot of people will do injections.
Yeah.
They get an injection with Cajun flavoring and all that.
Right, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I've had it at home just fried, and it only takes 3.5 to 4 minutes per pound. So it'll go quite quickly.
Yeah, I have an 11-pound bird, so I've got the calculations with that.
Somebody
also reminded me with the deep frying to take the little thermometer the pop-up thermometer that's often in the bird itself, the little plastic thing,
right.
The pop-up, take that out because that's going to melt. That's going to melt when you...
What I have discovered, and I had talked to some men last year that had fried their turkey, and then when they went to take it out and carve it at the table, it still wasn't cooked all the way through.
Uh-oh.
So I would definitely recommend using a meat thermometer when you think the turkey is ready. Take it out and put it on paper towels and test the thigh temperature, which would be 180, and the breast temperature 165 to 170. And if you find it's not really up to that temperature yet, you still have time to immerse it in the oil again.
Okay, yeah.
Be sure to check the temperature. But, this year, Butterball has really done some great things. We're starting out. We've been online now this year. We're doing on demand. We have texting going, and people can actually text us their questions while they're in the middle of cooking, or maybe this week while they're in the middle of the night. So 24/7, we are available. Send us your questions. Our text number is 844-877-3456.
Give me that one more time, 847.
Okay. Our text number is 844-877-3456.
3456, okay.
Right. So 24/7, we have operators that text your answer back if you want just a quick answer for something. If you're going to be frying and you're wondering if you have the right oil, whatever it is, we're happy to help you.
All right. New technology for the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
We're trying to learn it all.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've got it down pat.
The
number is 1-800-BUTTERBALL if you want to call, but we can do all that right here today. We're going to take your calls here at 312-981-7200. That is for calling or texting, and we're going to get to as many calls as we can with Mary Alice Kofi, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady. Here is Monica. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I was watching a show on Food Network the other night, and they prepared, supposedly, a turkey in 90 minutes at 375 by spatchcocking it. And I was wondering if you have any experience with that and if you can really get a turkey done that quickly.
Well, yes, we do have done spatchcocking in our kitchens, test kitchens, and it does cook the turkey quite quickly because you're actually, the turkey is cut in the center, you're taking out the backbone, and you're spreading the turkey out flat. So you put it, bone side down, and you can cover it with oil, and it will cook pretty much like as if you had put in this part separated. So if you're putting in the dark meat and the light meat, it does cook quite quickly. It's a good way to do turkey, but it is not that easy to spatchcock a turkey that's thawed. So
I'm going to have my butcher do it.
And dare I ask, I've bit my tongue as long as I possibly can. Mary Alice, what is spatchcocking?
As well.
Yeah, well, what they do is, and it seems to be getting very popular, is you turn the turkey over and you cut out the backbone of the turkey. And you completely cut it on both sides, so to remove the backbone, and then you turn it right side up and you just make a small cut between the two breasts so that it lays flat and
right.
It's completely spread out.
Right, okay, all right. So it's kind of deboning the bird and... spreading it out flat so the cooking time then becomes quicker.
Yeah, it becomes quite a bit quicker, right?
Okay. We'll spend another whole program trying to determine why it's called that.
I have no idea.
I don't think I want to deal with that right now. Monica, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
Here is a text from the 219 area code. Can you stuff a deep fried turkey?
Well, you know, we don't recommend stuffing a fried turkey because the stuffing will just absorb the oil, and you'll really lose the flavor of the stuffing totally. So I would not recommend it. If you're going to be frying a turkey, you want to have the body cavity empty, and then anything else, you know, you can just stick in your oven for your side dishes. Certainly your stuffing would be cooked separately.
Yeah, I think most people kind of feel like it's quicker and safer and more delicious. You can control the tastes better by cooking your stuffing outside of the bird. Steve has a related question on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, Dean. Good afternoon, Mary Alice.
Stuffing
wise, and Dean pretty much has answered that question. You have on your package stuffed and unstuffed.
Right.
Do you recommend stuffing it?
Yes, we still recommend stuffing the turkey if that's what your family likes. It's just a matter of personal taste. The stuffing takes on all the flavorings from the turkey. So in our family in particular, we still always stuff the turkey. Everybody seems to want that the most. But you can make delicious stuffing and put it in a greased casserole dish, and it heats up, and it only takes about 35 to 45 minutes in a 350-degree oven. So I would say cover it with foil if you don't want it to be too dry. If you want to keep it moist, keep it covered with foil. But anytime you put stuffing, and especially like stuffing on a grill, people always ask us about stuffing a turkey on a grill. And you can do that safely as long as your stuffing temperature goes up to 165. It's thoroughly cooked. But it does take on a different flavor. It will pick up all the smoky flavor. So it just depends on your personal taste.
Yeah, I've done that before, and it is excellent. So I just wanted to make sure on that. And Dean, you'll be fine on Tuesday. I gave you some good tips last week, so you'll be fine.
I was taking notes last week when you did. Thanks, Steve.
I don't know who called you, but that's okay.
I remember. Thank you for the call, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
It's a tradition to have the Butterball Turkey Talk Line lady on the show with us as well. Mary Alice Coffee is here from Butterball University. Now, is that a four-year accredited university, Mary Alice?
No, Dean, but what it is we actually, it's a seasonal job here, so we train all of our operators that come back. We let them go through a class. We have Butterball University, which is for the first 3 years students or the first 3 years that they're on the talk line. And then we have 2 days of advanced training, which we go through all the other products. And it's just really a review because all of our operators have a food background, a degree in food of some sort. And so we're all very knowledgeable. We come from all different walks of life. But we do review the Butterball products and the Butterball ways to get the products done successfully. So we're all ready to go.
And does Butterball University have a football team also?
No, but that would be fun. We have not brought that up yet. We don't have a football team, so maybe we should think about that.
Instead of an actual football, you just throw around a frozen Butterball turkey.
Oh, my goodness. We would never treat our Butterball turkey.
All right.
Carelessly. No, no, no.
So one of the big questions every year when we have you on is about thawing, and it's so important, the thawing process with the cooking, because if you're not thawed properly, you could have uncooked product that you're putting on your Thanksgiving table, which can be dangerous. What is a rule of thumb when it comes to thawing the turkey?
Well, thawing is a very important question because people are now buying those giant frozen turkeys and get them home and don't know where to start. So what we recommend is 1 day for every four, 1 day, 24 hours for every 4 pounds of turkey in the refrigerator on a tray. So today is Sunday, and Thursday you only really have 3 days to thaw in the refrigerator. So that would be a turkey that's 12 pounds or less.
Right.
So what I would recommend, most people will buy a larger turkey, of course. What I would recommend that people do is put your turkey, frozen turkey, in a cooler, in a wash tub, or some container that will hold enough water. You put it in there in cold tap water, breast side down, and it will take about 30 minutes a pound to completely thaw it. So you can actually start thawing it tonight or tomorrow. You can break it up maybe. If it's a 10-pound, if it's a, let's say a larger 20-pound turkey, you can do, 5 hours one night, 5 hours the next night. Just keep it in the refrigerator in between. Once your turkey is completely thawed, you have 4 additional days before you need to cook it. So it's important to try and get the turkey thawed right away.
Now, when I was shopping turkey for my deep fry extravaganza that I'm doing on TV on Tuesday, the birds were not solid frozen in the case.
And were they were a frozen turkey, is that right?
It looked like they probably were frozen at one time,
yeah.
But they were in the meat case.
And they felt
But they felt, one side felt soft. The bottom side felt, slightly frozen.
Yeah.
So,
well, what I tell people is usually, those turkeys are frozen at the plant when they're sent to the stores. And then, if they're left out or they're at the top of the freezer case, some parts of them may start to thaw a little bit and get soft. But that turkey meat by the bone is frozen solid hard. So even if it feels a little soft, it doesn't mean it's thawed. You still need to go through the 30 minutes a pound in cold water.
Okay.
Go through the process.
All right, because somebody texted, 630 area code said, I have a 25-pound turkey. When should I put it in the refrigerator to thaw for Thursday? Well, that would have been a couple of days ago, right?
Right, even a week ago. A turkey that large should have been in the refrigerator last Thursday.
Yeah, because if it's 1 day per 4 pounds, that means 6 days of
refrigerator time. Yes.
6 days
so,
plus.
So, if they haven't started that now, they definitely need to get it in cold water,
right,
and to start thawing it. If you're in a wash tub or something where you can drain the water and refill it every 30 minutes, it will thaw a little bit faster, but it is going to take about 30 minutes a pound for that turkey to completely thaw.
And that's cold water, not hot water.
Right. You just put in cold water, and the freezer, it's osmosis. The freezer temperature of the turkey will go into the cold water.
All right.
And equal it out.
And that's
30
minutes.
And really, the reason that thawing is so important is that when you go to cook your turkey, you don't want to have uneven cooking. You don't want it to be, overdone at on the top of the breast, but the meat by the, like you said, the meat by the bone is underdone or not cooked enough.
Right. And it's 30 minutes per pound in that cold water then.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
30 minutes per pound in just cold tap water is fine.
Is bathtub okay?
Yeah, we've heard it all. Yeah, people do put it in the bathtub.
Is it okay to take a bath with your turkey?
Well, we had one gentleman who put the butterball turkey in the bathtub with his two little kids and thought he would knock off one job in two different ways. So we don't recommend it putting it in soapy water.
I'm thinking of Kramer.
Give it a bath with two little kids, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, right. Probably not. Deal with the kids. Didn't Kramer, that was a Seinfeld episode where Kramer was washing his vegetables in the shower while he was taking a shower. A texter says, when you're thawing, should you do it in or out of the bag?
Well, when you thaw the turkey, you leave it in the bag the entire time.
Okay.
So the only time you start taking it out of the bag is when you're ready to roast it. So you open up the bag I recommend in the sink. Butterball has an easy open loop that tears the plastic easily because there are a lot of juices that will go down the drain. Those are just from the defrost cycle. And you set it on your roasting pan, pat it dry with a little paper towel. You want to take out the neck, which is in the body cavity, and at the other end, you'll find a bag with the giblets in it. So they're usually, if people can't find giblets, try looking at the other end of the turkey, and that's where you'll find them.
Right. But, and all that that fleshy stuff that's, the skin that's just sort of dangling by the, I forget which end it's on, but that can be cut off. That's not crucial in any way, right?
The fleshy, if it's at the neck, that's part of the neck cavity. A lot of people will, that's where the giblets are. You take the giblets out, and a lot of people will fill that cavity with stuffing. It holds about 2 cups of stuffing.
Yeah.
And
no,
then
but
you
I mean,
close the flap, and you can hold it back with the wing tips.
Oh, okay. Okay, so leave the skin on there for the flap then. Okay, I got you.
Right. I would definitely leave it on there, and then if you put the wing tips for instance, if you're holding your hand behind your head, the wingtips will stick out, but they'll hold that flap down, and it also equalizes the turkey. It makes it stable, so it's on a platter. It'll carve easily.
Gotcha. Okay, it's 312-981-7200. The 815 area code says, can you cook a turkey on an outdoor gas grill?
Oh, definitely. That makes a delicious turkey. We do recommend it. We have all of our all the directions at butterball.com if you need to review them. But it makes a beautiful turkey. You put it on the unheated side, and you heat one side and let the other side go unheated. It acts pretty much like an oven. So it gets a nice golden dark brown color from the grill, and you don't want to overcook it, so you always use a meat thermometer. It on the grill will take about three, four hours, depending on the size of your turkey.
At about what temperature, though?
The temperature would be at 325 on your grill.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so very
so
easy
to
do.
It works out beautifully, yeah.
I've done it on a charcoal grill, an old-fashioned kettle. A little more work because you have to keep putting charcoal in.
You have to keep putting the coal in to keep the temperature up, but it makes a very tasty turkey.
Maybe the most delicious bird I've ever had was my kettle bird. let me take a break, and we'll come back more with Mary Alice Coffee, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line Lady. They are taking your calls and your texts, 1-800-BUTTERBALL or text 844-877-3456. Mary Alice Coffee, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line Lady, on the line for us. Real quick question here.
Sure.
Mary Alice, how do I get the crispy skin?
Well, the crispy skin is when you're, what we recommend is putting a little bit of oil on the outside of the turkey. And when that's being roasted in an oven, it will crisp up really nicely. So a little bit of oil, anything you have in the kitchen will work. If it's canola oil or Wesson oil, vegetable oil, any kind of spray, Pam you can use. So anything like that, and that'll help get the skin nice and crispy.
Yeah, isn't there a tenting process with aluminum foil also that make sure that you don't over-crisp the skin?
Well, we do recommend a little piece of foil the size of a piece of notebook paper to put over the breast toward the end of the cooking time, the last two-thirds of the cooking time. And it will not affect the crispiness of the skin as much as it will prevent the breast meat from getting too dry, especially on a very large turkey. So toward the end of the cooking time, you just lay a little piece of foil just over the breast meat.
All right, so before we run out of time, I want to make sure that everybody knows exactly where they can get their questions answered between now and until what time, what date are you answering questions at the Turkey Talk Line?
Oh, we're going to be here all the way through Thanksgiving. We are 24/7, night and day. We'll be on texting and answering those questions at 844-877-3456.
Okay, that's the text.
That's our text number. Or you can go to 1-800-BUTTERBALL, which is 1-800-288-8372. Or you can go to butterball.com for some quick videos and tips on how to get those questions answered and what to do.
Yeah, but frequently asked questions, the answers may already be on the website, butterball.com. Or 1-800-BUTTERBALL if you want to call, or if you want to text 844-877-3456. Okay, so what's the weirdest question that you've ever gotten?
We've gotten a lot of weird questions, but a lot of our weird questions are about transporting turkeys, and people want to transport a turkey to a party. One person wanted to bring a hot turkey down the street to a party, and he didn't. It was a busy city street, so we recommended that he use a rolling suitcase. And put your hot turkey, wrap it in foil, wrap it around in dry bath towels, and put it in your hot rolling suitcase. And that way you could just drag it down the street and bring it to the party all ready to carve.
See, I would have suggested a baby buggy.
Well, a baby buggy would work great. That would work great, too.
carry it like a small infant on your shoulder.
Yeah, there you go. Although it's very hot. The foil will get very hot. That's why we recommend it.
Have you carried a baby lately? Sometimes they can be as well. Always nice to talk with you, Mary Alice. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone at Butterball.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.